Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Duty work Wednesday. Let's see morning zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Duty work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, what can we do for you on this Duty work Wednesday?
So, you know, either I'm being paranoid and I don't trust my husband, or he's lying to me about something.
Okay, so this involves your husband. What is his name?
Ken.
Ken, okay. All right, so give me the story.
Okay, so he bought me that whole Ring doorbell camera package for Christmas.
Okay.
And yeah, we got it all set up a few days later. So we have one camera at the front door and another one over by the garage, because that's where the back door is, and those are the only two ways to get like in and out of the house.
Okay, so makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm not at home this week. I'm working from Ohio. I have to be here for 2 weeks. So tell me why on Friday night, my husband leaves the house around dinner time, and then he doesn't come home until the next morning. And I mean, I know that's what happened because I get all the notifications on my phone when someone comes to the house or leaves.
I got you. Okay. Right. We've had a situation sort of like this before, and it also involved some home security cameras. So you say he left around dinner time on Friday?
Yeah. And he came home the next morning, and I think he was wearing the same clothes.
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe a crazy night out with the boys?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, but I'm not done. So the next night, he does the same exact thing. Out for dinner, then nothing all night, and then the next day, he comes home. So I call him on Sunday, and I'm like, oh, so did you have a late night out? And he goes, no, I stayed home and watched football. So then, of course, I go to tell him about my Ring notification. And he's like, oh, yeah, they actually called me that they were having some problems, but they're working on it.
So who called them? The people from Ring?
Yeah, he said that they were having problems, but not to worry, that they were fixing it, and that's probably why nothing showed up on my phone.
Okay, but something did show. You said it showed him leaving the house, right?
Yeah, he said he went out to get dinner, and he came right back.
Okay, so something tells me you're not believing the whole they were having problems over at Ring story.
I mean, I don't know. I trust my husband and I love him, but something just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being honest, like me and my wife, Nicole, we have the Ring thing at our house, and we've never gotten a call about them having problems. I honestly don't know.
See, that's what has me so worried.
Okay, so maybe like a double check to make sure we know where he was on Friday night?
Or Saturday, either one.
Okay, so now we do a great, you know, we do a lot of times, we do a great Bank of America fraud department routine. Now, you guys use Bank of America by any chance, or?
No, we're Navy Federal.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess we could adjust it a little to be Navy Federal. Now, he has a debit card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And as far as you know, is it a Visa debit card?
It's the same as mine. Let me look.
Okay, wait. Okay, hold on. It's the same account or it's the same kind?
No, it's the same kind. Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay, so instead, what we'll do is we'll just do the Visa fraud department instead, and that way we can keep an eye on, maybe he'll admit where he was out, I mean, if he went to get something to eat or if he went somewhere else after. We're going to need Ken's number, and we also need you to hang on the line with us because we're going to call him when we come back.
Hello?
This is a call from the Visa Fraud Protection Department. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Ken, please?
Yeah, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken, this is Paul Kygo. I'm calling from Visa Fraud Protection. The reason I'm calling is we just saw some unusual transactions on your debit card account, and we just want to make sure there's no identity fraud going on, okay? So now you got your debit card through Navy Federal Credit Union, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you don't have to read me the numbers or anything. I have all that information in front of me. The charges that we're looking at happened on the nights of January 4th and 5th. So that would be this past Friday and Saturday. What we got is a string of charges. Each one of them is just under $10, but they're at different gas stations all over town. Now, you didn't happen to get gas at a bunch of different places on Friday or Saturday, did you?
I think I got gas on Saturday, yeah.
Okay, but this is showing usage at 8 different locations. Did you get gas 8 times?
No, I only got once.
Okay, so I'm going to flag all of these so you don't get charged for any of these.
Okay, where were they at?
Some were in Virginia Beach, some were in the city of Norfolk. I'll tell you what might be easier is if you can tell me if you did happen to use your debit card on either of those nights. What I'll do is I'll circle the legit charges here, and then we'll X out all the fake ones. So now, do you remember, did you use your debit card at all on Saturday evening?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I got gas, but like I said, that was during the day.
Okay, so you didn't go out at all on Saturday night, maybe go grab dinner anywhere, do some shopping, or see a movie, or?
Nope, not on Saturday. I went out to eat on Friday, though.
Okay, and now where did you eat? Do you remember?
Yeah, I went to this place called the
Hot. Oh, I definitely know that place. Fancy, fancy. You must have had a hot date.
Yep.
Okay, so great. Now, do you remember if you went anywhere after that where you used your debit card?
Yeah, I spent some money at this place called Total Wine. Had some wine at the restaurant, and I just liked it so much, I wanted to buy a bottle, and the waiter told me it was cheaper there, so...
Okay. I see both of those charges. I'm looking at both of those here. And you said nothing on Saturday evening, correct?
Nope, just gas during the day, I think.
Okay, can you stand by for 1 second for me?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, great. Hang on 1 sec. Okay, so Lisa, it looks like he may be telling the truth at least about Saturday.
Yeah, but who the hell is he taking to the f***ing and buying wine with on Friday?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a date you would go on by yourself.
You even said that sounds like a hot date, and he said, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So now do you want to press him about the whole Friday night thing then, or?
Damn right I do.
Okay. I was hoping you would say that. Okay, stand by real quick. Hang on. We're going to put him back through. Okay, Ken, it looks like we got all those fraudulent charges off your account. Now we're going to have to get you a new card just to be safe. So I need you to talk to our account coordinator real quick. She's going to ask you some questions, okay?
Sure, no problem. So can I still use my current debit card, or should I not?
You know what? She can answer those questions for you. So I'm going to let her come in here, and here she is.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, so you're the gentleman who went out to the Mel on Friday?
Yes.
I got a question. How is that place? I've always wanted to go there. Is it romantic?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I see. So did you take a young lady, then, as your date?
I'm sorry?
I said, did you have a date with you?
Yes.
Okay, so what you thought is, my wife is out of town and she'll never find out. So I'm just going to mess around with this slut from work because she'll never know?
Oh, snap!
Hello?
Oh, snap!
I'm sorry. I'm confused. What's going on here?
Hey, Ken, listen, we told you we were calling from fraud detection. That part was sort of true, but we're not from Visa. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. And your wife, Lisa, is actually on with us.
Yeah. Speaking of fraud, you want to tell me where you spent the f***ing night on Friday and Saturday now? Or are we just going to keep lying about it?
Okay. Sounds like somebody just realized he's in big trouble. Well, and this, you know, this is a crappy way to start the year, Lisa, for you. I know that. I'm sorry.
No, you know what? It's fine. All I wanted was the truth, and I had a feeling he wasn't going to give it to me.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, whatever. If he thinks marriage is about messing around while one of us is out of town, I guess, you know, two can play that game. I got a real nice hotel suite here, and I'm training a staff with at least 4 guys that are 10 years younger than me. So if he thinks I'm going to be all sad and jealous over here, then he's seriously f***ing mistaken.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.